From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. The number of California's COVID-19 cases is now 157, and there have been three deaths. Nevada has four confirmed cases in the state. We are hearing from some of you about people being out and about, not realizing they're being exposed, getting sick, maybe choosing to self-quarantine, but often they're not getting tested, and then they recover. Point being, the numbers aren't telling the full story, and in fact, researchers predict that most cases of infection won't be confirmed or even clearly detected. But coronavirus is definitely moving into the region in a bigger way. Thousands of people right now are being monitored. Here's a bit of California Governor Gavin Newsom's press conference yesterday afternoon. And you're going to hear him reference a Grand Princess cruise that happened prior to the one with the group of people now in the Port of Oakland.
We still are monitoring the 1,540 individuals that came off the Grand Princess after its first voyage down to Mexico, back to San Francisco, 12 individuals. Of those 1,540 have been identified as positive. It's important to note, as it relates to that cohort, that they are now past that 14-day period. That is not in and of itself reassuring, but it gives you a sense of how we, from an epidemiology perspective, looking to monitor those individuals. Speaking of monitoring, we are still monitoring 10,300 individuals that came in on commercial flights throughout the state of California in 49 health jurisdictions. That's broad strokes.
So in the governor's reference to that first Grand Princess cruise, I want to refer to a conversation yesterday. The woman we spoke to who had been on that ship did finally get her COVID-19 test results. They came yesterday afternoon, and she is negative. Some of you in that conversation yesterday heard her referencing Placerville. That was incorrect. The man from that cruise who became the first COVID-19 death in California was from Placer County. Placerville is in El Dorado County, and we had posted a note saying such on our website. So let's shift a little bit more now to the testing. The governor said that 1,075 people had been tested as of yesterday when he was speaking, but he outlined a broader picture of labs and tests in the process and the ramping up that's happening.
So I'll repeat. You've got our state labs, 18 that are currently conducting tests, 7,675 tests within that system. You have two hospitals in the state that are currently conducting tests, and we have Quest that is conducting tests at one lab, San Juan Capistrano, and will be expanding their capacity as the hospital system will expand theirs as well.
I know it's a lot of information and a lot of numbers, but the governor says that roughly by March 24th, the testing capacity will be 5,000 to 5,500 tests a day. So there are still passengers on the current Grand Princess cruise in the Port of Oakland, and they are being tested too, and they're being transported then into appropriate locations for quarantine.
We continue the protocols and process to get the rest of Californians off with priority. Of course, the most acute first, Californians second, and non-Californians that will be secured either in Lachlan or in Dobbins, Air Force Base in Georgia, or on our own Air Force bases as needed as they're processed into potentially 24 states. I'll remind you, we have 54 countries represented on the boat, and that includes the crew, 24 states represented on that ship. So from a logistics perspective, what they're trying to do is send people closer, to the extent possible, to their home state.
We have been checking in during the week with Denise Morse. She and her husband had been waiting to get off the ship. They were still on board yesterday, but she's on the phone with us again today. Hello, Denise. How are you and where are you today?
Good morning. And we are happily at Travis Air Force Base on land. So it's been great. We're well taken care of. We got off the ship about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It took about oh, we got our temperatures taken, we got screened, we were put on a bus, and it was a caravan of about four buses. We probably left Port of Oakland about 4:15 and took a caravan with the Highway Patrol escorting us to Travis. It took us probably less than an hour to get here. The traffic was really light. But then once we got here, we probably sat on the bus for about an hour and 20 minutes waiting to have our turn. They'd take four off at a time to screen, and then we'd go through a series of questions, and then got our room key. And we're in a hotel here on base, and we're pretty comfortable. We're surprised at the accommodations. I think we pictured a Quonset hut or something, but it's really very nice.
Are you going to be blood tested for COVID-19? Is that what's next?
We haven't been told that. This morning when I went down to get some coffee, they said we would have our temperature taken twice a day. And sometime this morning they're going to swab us, is how I understand it. But I haven't heard exactly what we're going to have done, but blood test was never mentioned.
So you were moved with a group of people onto these buses. I've seen some cell phone video. In some cases, people are masked, even gowned. You had no symptoms. You've described yourselves as healthy throughout. So tell me more about the group you were with.
Well, it's interesting because they announced that when we leave our cabins on the ship that we should stay about 6 feet from everyone. Yet they were putting us in an elevator on the ship, and we asked, my husband and I never take the elevator. We always take the stairs. We said, may we take the stairs? They said no. So they packed us into an elevator. We went down to a level where there were a bunch of chairs set up, and we sat around talking. We were all masked, and a lot of the crew was around. There were a few people that didn't have masks on. It wasn't consistent. When we got off the ship, most everyone had masks on. Well, everyone that got near us had masks on, but we got on the bus. We were all together. We were screened. If anybody coughs, everybody kind of jumps. You don't want to be around the person, but everyone on our bus was pretty quiet. I mean, people chatted. Our bus driver wore a mask. Everybody had masks. Nobody had gloves. Well, I don't know. It's a little unnerving to be in a bus with 44 people.
It's been quite an odyssey for everybody on the ship. What do you think is happening next, and for how long might you be there?
Well, now this is our first morning, so we're not really knowing what the routine is. We know that we can walk outside around the grounds. People, when we came in last night, there were people playing cards at tables in a eating area. We can sit around and have breakfast or lunch in with our masks on. Yet, you know, people don't have gloves on. There's a coffee station where we all go and self-serve, and we're all touching the same handle. So I kind of wonder about the cleanliness of it. So my husband and I brought our breakfast back up to the room. We washed our hands, and we're having breakfast here. We've been outside. We had coffee outside, but I think I'm going to try to not get in groups much. It's really not a vacation here. People are friendly. It's just amazing how people's spirits are so good. So, I mean, I appreciate that, but this is day one.
Well, we appreciate that you've stayed in touch with us. So glad to hear that you're on land and a little bit closer to getting back home at Davis. To you and your husband, continued good luck, Denise, and we're happy to keep track of when this finally finishes with going through your front door again.
Right. We look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Denise. Denise and David Morse, again, are from Davis, and this is day 20 of their experience related to the Grand Princess cruise ship. Dr. Amy Sisson is on the phone right now. She is Placer County's health director, and you might remember her press conference after reporting California's first death from COVID-19. Dr. Sisson, we're happy to check in with you again.
Thanks for having me, Beth. Good morning.
So what's happening with this virus and the disease now in Placer County?
Yeah, so we're currently at 8 cases in Placer County. We had an additional case from the second Grand Princess cruise of somebody who was initially hospitalized because they were sent to a hospital because they had symptoms but did not need to be hospitalized. So they are back at home in Placer County recovering in isolation.
Has there been any expansion in the number of people that you're monitoring? I guess that's the word the governor used.
Yeah, we haven't necessarily seen an we have an increase in the number of people that we are testing. I think right now we have 20 or so persons under investigation. So these are people who are symptomatic that have given us reasons to think that they may be infected with the virus that causes COVID-19. So we have collected specimens and routed those to the public health laboratory for testing.
You had told us earlier that there was a decision made not to try to quarantine people connected to people who were the first point of monitoring, so not to reach farther out into the community. Do you think that's been the right decision?
Absolutely, Beth. We still believe that if there's asymptomatic transmission occurring of COVID-19, that it is not a driver of the epidemic, and so it's not necessary to quarantine asymptomatic contacts of asymptomatic contacts. And actually, based on movement that both Sacramento, Yolo, and Placer County announced yesterday, that we're moving from a containment strategy to a community mitigation strategy. And as part of that strategy, we will not be quarantining individuals for 14 days after possible exposure.
So, in that joint press release with Yolo County, Placer County used the sentence, "This is a critical moment in the growing outbreak of COVID-19 in the region." Say more about this critical moment as you see it.
Yeah, well, the reason why we're making this transition is because we've recognized that the virus is now in our community, and then before, the goal of our containment strategy was essentially to stop the virus, and we've recognized that the containment strategy of identifying every single case, isolating them quickly, quarantining their contacts, their close contacts, and then tracing all of their other contacts, given the number of cases that we had and the large amount of time that had passed since they returned from the Grand Princess cruise ship on February 21st, that many generations, or at least one and likely many generations of transmission had already occurred. And so we recognized that the virus was in the community circulating already, and that we needed to have everybody increase their efforts at prevention. So several of the things that come with this transition from containment to mitigation are what we call community mitigation measures, some of which are social distancing measures. So I think the key message for the public is to continue many of the same things that we've already said, hand washing and other hand hygiene, cough etiquette, respiratory etiquette, staying home when you're sick. So we're still encouraging all of that. But now we have asked people to make changes in their workplaces, in schools, and when it comes to large gatherings. And essentially the message is to stay arm's length away from other people whenever possible, and certainly for our most vulnerable individuals who are over 60 or have underlying medical conditions, our message is really for them to stay home as much as possible. So we've acknowledged that the virus is now in our community, and the answer is not to quarantine everybody, but to have instead everybody be much more cognizant and take steps to protect themselves, and part of that is distancing.
Dr. Sisson, testing is now available through commercial labs. So as people discover they were on a plane or at a conference with somebody who then tested positive, what are you advising? And can a person just contact their doctor's office and say, "I'd like to be tested"?
Yes, so good question, Beth. The testing piece is new in terms of commercial lab testing. Quest did come online yesterday, and so anyone can request testing through a commercial laboratory. The turnaround is not as fast as our public health laboratories, is my understanding. But I think, or at least for the time being, our message to the general public, if they have mild symptoms that they think could be COVID-19, is not necessarily to rush out and get tested, but to stay home and to isolate themselves from others so that they don't transmit whatever infection they have, whether it's the common cold, whether it's flu, or whether it's COVID-19. I think that the increase in testing capability is a good thing, but I'm not sure that our healthcare system and infrastructure is quite ready to have testing at outpatient facilities and urgent cares. What I would like to see is a system in place that utilizes telemedicine as well as drive-up testing to minimize the exposure of both healthcare workers and other patients to people with respiratory symptoms that could be consistent with COVID-19. So I think until we have those systems in place, it actually is better for people who have symptoms that could be COVID-19, as long as they're mild, to stay home and treat it like they would a mild flu or the common cold with over-the-counter medicines, and to only seek care if it's something that they don't feel comfortable treating at home.
I think I'm going to leave the conversation right there while all that information is in people's minds about testing and what to do, especially if symptoms are mild. And you know that we're going to check back in with you. I so appreciate your availability. But I think this is such a step-by-step, day-by-day process that just knowing what to do next if there's a sense of symptoms or exposure is really important.
Yes. So our key message right now is stay home if you're sick.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Sisson.
Thank you, Beth.
Dr. Amy Sisson is Placer County's public health director. We're going to take a break. When we come back, CAP Radio healthcare reporter Sammy Kayola will take us through the Sacramento County plans and the press conference that was held yesterday about its protocol. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.